Retailers are hoping to give thanks for better sales.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. Happy Thanksgiving. I'm Steve Chiatakis. Just one day until Black Friday, the traditional start of the holiday shopping season, analysts are predicting an upswing for major retailers. While shoppers are looking for bargains, they certainly don't want to be ripped off. Enter the Better Business Bureau, which rates everything from gas stations to bars and restaurants. But the organization's reputation has taken a few hits lately. Marketplace's David Gura reports.
Connecticut Attorney General Richard Blumenthal says the Better Business Bureau's ratings are a problem.
They may well be deceptive, even misleading, but definitely unhelpful to consumers and at the same time unfair to businesses.
He accuses the association of pay for play, giving higher ratings to dues-paying members. Allison Southwick is a Bureau spokeswoman.
Accredited businesses received 4 extra points when we figured out their grade.
4 points on a 90-point scale. That's enough to move a business up a tick from, say, an A- to an A. Now, Southwick says, the Bureau is scrapping those extra points.
We don't want any sort of hint or even suggestion that the Better Business Bureau is operating a pay-for-play system.
The nonprofit is also trying to address other problems. Los Angeles business owners are outraged that their branch president makes more money than the head of the National Association. Kit Yarrow teaches consumer psychology at Golden Gate University. She says shoppers have new tools like Yelp and Angie's List.
You can really find out anything about a business's reputation with a quick Google search or a Twitter search today.
So, how would she rate the Better Business Bureau?
It's their job to police businesses, and they need to score themselves an F.
In Washington, I'm David Gura for Marketplace.
And with the tough economy, the nation's thrift stores are expecting the crowds on Black Friday as well. From Philadelphia, Marketplace's Gregory Warner filed this report.
Can I ask you a question?
Absolutely. Oh,
good.
Carlota Starks needed a dining room table, so she came here, Uhuru Furniture and Collectibles, in downtown Philadelphia. The furniture here is all donated, and all the profits go to the African People's Education and Defense Fund.
Because I want to make sure my money's going somewhere where I actually care about where it's going to.
But Starks is not just socially conscious, she's also on a budget.
Less than $100, preferably.
And so she asks, as every Thanksgiving shopper must,
is there a sale?
Yes, we're right now doing our 10 to 40% off Give Back to the People sale.
Meet Ruby Gittleson, the store's promotions coordinator, part charity ball matron, part crazy Eddie.
We want to give back to the people, so this is really fantastic time to shop.
Uhuru is both a charity arm and a retail business. They even have a special for Black Friday.
On Friday, here's what we're going to be doing. If you want to buy a gift certificate, it's going to be 25% off.
But who would give a gift of used furniture?
This isn't like used furniture like, oh God, that's a piece of crapola. It's classic. It's period pieces. It's antiques.
And it goes to a good cause. So if someone asks you why you gave them a holiday gift that's used, tell them it's 100% green. In Philadelphia, I'm Gregory Warner for Marketplace.
Let's do the numbers. Well, Wall Street is closed for the Thanksgiving holiday. Yesterday, stocks rose on news of lower jobless claims and better consumer spending. The S&P and NASDAQ tacked down between 1.5% and 2%. The Dow added 150 points to close at 11,187. And global stocks today are higher at the moment. Now that Ireland's 4-year bare-bones budget plan is public, the Irish government hopes to accept as much as $115 billion in bailout money from its European neighbors. But the plan, which cuts spending and adds taxes, hasn't gotten much traction in the global financial markets, and the euro continues to slide against the dollar. More from London and Marketplace's Stephen Beard.
Ireland's further deep cuts in public spending were supposed to reassure investors and to secure a multi-billion dollar bailout package from the EU and the IMF. But the Dublin government is in complete disarray. There are doubts whether it'll be able to deliver any more austerity. And that, says Steve Barrow of Standard Bank, has further undermined confidence in the euro today.
I think the markets are still very sceptical about Ireland itself. And about the possibility that others like Portugal or Spain, for instance, could be dragged into the mire.
A senior member of the European Central Bank has offered further reassurance. He said the bailout fund could be increased, and another top official insisted the euro will not break up. But analysts are quick to point out that only 4 months ago, EU officials gave the Bank of Ireland a clean bill of health. Today it's bust and about to be nationalised. In London, this is Stephen Beard for Marketplace.
McDonald's has been trying to do more than employ workers. The chain wants to educate those workers as well. For a couple of years now, Mickey D's employees here in the United States have been able to earn college credit through in-house training programs. Well, now McDonald's workers in Britain will be able to get a full-blown degree while working at the fast food chain as well. From London, the BBC's Rebecca Singer has more.
McDonald's is working hard to prove a McJob is something to be proud of. Its new two-year foundation degree is called Managing Business Operations, and it's been developed along with Manchester Metropolitan University. It will be taught by a combination of classroom study, e-learning and workplace training. Dr. Sue Shaw is from Manchester Met Business School, which will also accredit the degree. She says the course syllabus isn't just about working in a McDonald's restaurant.
People management, operations management, managing a restaurant, that's central, finance, marketing, all the things that you'd expect to need to know about if you're going to manage a restaurant and indeed run a business.
Shaw has worked with several big businesses like Bank of New York Mellon and McCann Erickson to develop in-house education programs. She says it helps recruit, retrain and motivate staff, many of whom left school with no formal qualifications. Learning on the job also means staff don't have to take time off to get a degree. In London, I'm the BBC's Rebecca Singer for Marketplace.
Chances are you're going to hear this today. Save room for dessert. It doesn't even have to be Thanksgiving for there to be a place at the table for sugary comfort food. Marketplace's Stacey Vanek Smith takes a look at one retail niche that's ramping up to fill that demand.
At a Froyo Life yogurt shop in Los Angeles, 27-year-old Jessica Robinson is making her ritual late afternoon visit.
I got pumpkin and cake batter, frozen yogurt with Cinnamon Toast Crunch on top. And it's a definite good choice.
And when it comes to frozen yogurt, Robinson is all about choice.
I love Froyo Life. I come here a lot. I do love 21 Choices, but I haven't been in a while because it's kind of far away. I go to a place called Menchie's also, which is out in Santa Clarita. I go to a place called Yogurtlicious also. I guess I'm pretty passionate about it.
And the way the industry's been growing, it's going to need all of the Jessica Robinsons it can get. There are now around 22,000 frozen yogurt stores in the U.S. Pinkberry touched off a craze in 2005. Then things slowed down, but yogurt's getting a second wind. Hospitality consultant James Sinclair says entrepreneurs are flocking to Froyo because, unlike most businesses,
the cost of entry is very quick, the build-out is quick and cheap, the lack of skill set you need to become a frozen yogurt operator, again, ties into the ease of entry into this market.
Sinclair says it can cost less than $10,000 to open a frozen yogurt shop. And with so many vacant storefronts, landlords are eager for the business.
You can throw in a frozen yogurt store. They'll sign a one-year lease. For a landlord, they're able to have a tenant while they ride out this market.
Sinclair's business partner Jim Husted says that has spawned a frozen yogurt bubble.
If you're successful in the location, that means that three others are coming. It doesn't mean that you've taken over the market and everyone's scared to be there because you're going to beat them. So it's, oh my God, they're doing great. Let's open up three right next to them.
One of the fastest growing chains is Red Mango. Dan Kim is the founder and CEO.
Yeah, we have a lot of interest from franchisees and developers who want to get into the business. And it's been a lot stronger this year than it was, say, in 2008, 2009.
After closing stores during the recession, Red Mango is launching new locations all over the country. In Los Angeles, I'm Stacey Vanek Smith for Marketplace.
In New York's Lower East Side, you can text a guy named Ronnie, and he'll come to your door with a made-to-order grilled cheese sandwich. But you got to know the right people to get Ronnie's number. Brendan Francis Noonan is co-host of our sister program, The Dinner Party Download, and he gave it a try.
Okay, I'm here on location in the Lower East Side. I just texted this number, and I just told him where I was. So it's been about 10 minutes, and now every time I look around, I think I see Ronnie. Is Ronnie a kid with alabaster legs that look like lollipop sticks riding a skateboard? Is Ronnie riding a bike with a cast on one leg?
Hey, how's it going?
You're Ronnie? Yeah. Do you have the stuff?
I do. I have the stuff right here for you.
We didn't even talk about price.
Price? This is a $5 sandwich.
You have change for 10?
What kind of dealer would I be without change?
Look at all that. How many grilled cheese have you moved today?
Today, Done like 50.
Do you mind sitting while before I snack on this? So how did this get started?
Basically, I was making a grilled cheese for all my buddies when we'd come back after a night out, and they loved it and told their friends, and their friends kind of spread the word, and it grew bigger just by word of mouth.
And so then how did that turn into, like, people texting you randomly and press about this?
So the press happened because my brother's girlfriend used to be in PR, and she contacted Urban Daddy, and they ate it up.
Literally?
Yeah.
All right, I'm gonna check this out. It's really nice bread.
Yep.
What kind of bread is this?
What do I have? Rye there from Blue Ribbon Bakery.
And we have Granny Smith apples and gooey cheddar cheese.
And a whole lot of cheddar cheese.
Excellent. And it's still hot. Yep. Your kitchen must be, I know you're not going to tell me, but your kitchen must be pretty close.
It's pretty close. And I did a couple laps around the block trying to find you.
So what's next?
Next, I'm looking to get into a legal kitchen. For example, a restaurant that isn't open for lunch. I would rent it out from them and just work the lunch shift, delivering sandwiches everywhere.
You know how people are really picky in restaurants? Has anyone, like, sent you back?
I've gotten nothing but good feedback.
Isn't that part of it, though? Because you get away with a lot because it's such a clever setup that this sandwich could suck and I would still be tickled.
Definitely. The product still has to be good, but even if it's not excellent, people are still probably going to like it.
So when are you going to be able to reveal your identity?
Once I get into a legal kitchen.
So why Ronnie?
Well, it's the perfect pseudonym because it's my name also.
New York grilled cheese guru Ronnie talking with the Dinner Party Download's Brendan Francis Noonan. Parents, a little morsel to think about on this Thanksgiving. In a study published this week, researchers at University College London linked higher enjoyment of food in adults to less pressure to eat as a child. So if you see someone at the adult table playing with their food today, well, maybe we can thank mom for making them clean their plate. In Los Angeles, I'm Steve Chiotakis. This is the Marketplace Midday Update.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.